Zero. But you know what? We're a bunch of mean apes. That's all we are, a bunch of mean apes. And you think we can... Nope, thou'lt not be a Jagoff. Just for that, I'm really going to be a Jagoff. That's kind of how these people think. All right, but anyhow, try and feed some kids. If you see some kids, feed them, because there's 17 million of them. So if you see five kids, one of them, give them a sandwich. Give them a sandwich or some pierogies. Say, here, kid, you look hungry. Remember, thou don't be a Jagoff. And then if he kicks you in the shin, take your sandwich back. And then he'll learn a valuable lesson. Then send him to the orphanage. There we go. Then send him to the orphanage. Do they even have orphanages anymore? You'd think I'd have a PSA about an orphanage. You know? Ooh, man, that's rugged. That's some rugged business there. Ah, let's get back into the years, right? Yeah, you know what I'm saying. Zombo, right in your brain, it is noon o'clock. You know who your brain is. Here's, once again, the Yardbirds, actually old Led Zeppelin. Well, I played another trick. Happenings 10 Years Ago, which is a great-ass tune.
Voice that has never been heard before, the voice of old Mr. World himself, the way he might sound if he could speak to us in our own language. Mr. World, how was this wonderful orderly earth of ours formed in the first place, and how long has it been going on? Planet you call home. Scientists believe I'm at least 4.5 billion years old.
man, that was the demo version of Year One by X. Before that, one of the most fun, incredible, underrated rock and roll bands in history. I'm talking about Slade. And that was 7 Year Bitch. And they had the actual ugliest man in rock and roll. The most rock and roll dude ever. Noddy Holder. He looked like Rondo Hatton. This dude was frightening. He's still around. He's like, he got like some kind of national award. I mean, this Slade did Come On, Feel the Noise. Come On, Slade did Mama, We're All Crazy Now. That was Slade. You know, not Quiet Riot, a Slade. And yeah, they were quite the thing in the 70s. Man, Slade was awesome. And from Akron, Ohio, yes sirree, that was the Black Keys doing 240 Years Before Your Time. That's from a real old record from 2002. Man, oh man, a shivitz. And the set started off with Happenings 10 Years Ago by the Yardbirds. You listen to Zombo right here for another 48 minutes and 11 seconds. Playing songs about years all in your brain. That's right. That's right. I should read you something. Let me read you something. Let me tell you something. Let's do this. Where's the other things at? Well, I'll do this. All right, let's give you... Oh, man, caregiver assistance? Man, this is like a real drag reading you this. All right. When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. Oof. Right then and there. Waiter, check, please. But are you taking care of yourself? That's right. Find free care guides. That's right. So here's what you do. You just find somebody else to do it for you. You know, that guy down the street, he fell down the steps. I'm a little busy right now. I'm listening to the Zombo show. Can you go help that guy up the steps? I think he broke his hip. Things like that. Brought to you by AARP. And man, that AARP is monstrous, man. Once the AARP starts hunting you down, you know you pretty much it's game over. You know, AARP is like this waiting room, you know, before you croak. Uh-oh, I'm getting all my AARP stuff. Well, you got your funeral arrangements all set? No, why? AARP, man, they're knocking on the door. Nah, screw them. What do they know? What do they know? Right? They start bugging you when you're like 35. Because they heard that song when I was 17. It was a very good year. When I was 35, my life is over, and it's like a fine wine. That's when AARP comes in. That's when they start saying, hey, listen, you know, your life's about over. I heard that song. I heard that song by Lee Hazelwood and Frank Sinatra and William Shatner. I played the William Shatner one last week when I was 17. Now I'm 35. It's a very good year. Now it's time for me to get my old age pension. Nah, I don't think so. I don't think so. And to prove that wrong, at 60 years, Brian Setzer, I just saw Reverend Horton Heat, 65 years old, man. Guy still destroys it. Here's a request by the Kelvin, and this is 60 Years by Brian Setzer, not Seltzer.
that's true. But you'll know, yes you will, when your time is through.
All right, there's your request. And that is from the one and only Kelvin. And that is Brian Setzer doing 60 Years. That was a nice little transition out of the AARP. Totally unprepared. Like, you know I don't prepare nothing. But boy, that was a nice arc. And I'd like to thank him for that bit of a request. And that's from 2012. So that's from Nitro Funny Daddy. Red Bryant said another one of his 18 million records nobody bought. I bought that in Ignition. Ignition was a good record. I didn't buy this one, this Nitro Burning Funny Daddy. I don't know. Maybe because of the name. I don't know. It just doesn't cut it for me. All right, you're listening to Zombo right here in your brain. I got 40 minutes to go. That's right. And then I'll be back next week finishing up songs about the year, all songs with years in the title. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Because, if you've been following way back when I started this series off, man, I've done some epic series, but this one's pretty good. I went through the entire alphabet a few years ago. If you listen to Zombo's Deep Archive, which you can hear on this station, at the fabulous spot of Thursday mornings, 4 a.m. to 7 a.m., they replay my shows from 15 years ago. So, yeah, and then you can just go to zomboco.com. And you can download and listen to probably the last 5 or 6 years of radio. Ever since COVID, I've been like putting everything on my website. That's great. I have a SoundCloud thing, and I bought this unlimited subscription. And I just like dump everything out there. I'm using up every, there's probably like 2 terabytes of Zombo out there. That's frightening. Frightening. I've been doing, there's like 23 years on this station, and then I did a few years on the WAPS in Akron, and then I did a 1 year on this crazy station in Canton called WZAK, and this station did not even care. It was a local record store funded it. That's how I got into radio. I begged the guy to give me a radio show, and they gave me 5 a.m. in the morning on this oldies station in Canton, and this was probably like in the 80s, and it was done on reel-to-reel tape. I love this story. And what they did is one time they actually played my show backwards. Somehow they rewound the tape, fed it in backwards, and for an hour, it was played backwards. You know, and that's the funny thing. You know, if you play, like say for example, if you play Steely Dan backwards, you'll hear the devil. But even worse yet, if you play Steely Dan forwards, you hear Steely Dan. Last year, a song by Best Coast. This is a guy and his baby, this gal and his and her babysitter put together a band. Talk about a success story. Nice little stuff. This is Best Coast doing Last Year, Zombo in Your Brain. all right, this song ain't doing it for me. But I'll tell you what, sometimes I break them rules. And it's not a radio show unless I'm breaking some rules. And Bob gave me a call. Obviously, he hasn't listened to the show for quite a while because I played this song a while ago when I was doing my time thing. Because I originally started off with songs about the planets. Then I went into songs about the planets. Then I went into songs. This was like, I started this in January. Songs about the planets, all songs about every single planet. Then songs all about the Earth and the Moon and the Sun and stars and deep space. And then from space, I went into time. And I went to seconds, years, seconds, minutes. That's how I got this thing with the years. And he wanted to hear Time Has Come Today by the Chambers Brothers. And I have the 1 minute version of that song. There you go, an 11-minute song and 58 seconds. Here's 18 Years by the Black Angels, Zombo in Your Brain. see, music does its job. Everything is right with the world now. Everybody came in the beginning of the show kind of all bummed out from last night's debate. And then, you know, I started grooving. And I made my first donation since Bernie Sanders. I made the donation. I felt better. And, that's and the music and just getting a clear head and just thinking about just, you know, you're just doing the right thing, man. It's a nice thing to, And if it all backfires and the world goes to hell, well, damn it, it just went to hell a little too early. It's supposed to go to hell after I'm not around anymore. Then it's supposed to go to hell. Once there's no Zombo in the world, woo-wee, that place is going to stink. That's all I got to say. Kind of stinks. It stinks now, but it'd be more pungent, okay? It'd be more like one of those, like, skunk farts, you know? That's pretty bad. Worse yet, the dog farts. I don't even know why, you know? People don't even acknowledge that. It's always the dog. Own up to it. Ben Franklin once said, fart proudly. That's wise man Ben Franklin did say that. He was very fascinated with flatulence. Henceforth, you see that face he makes on the $100 bill? You know he just caught a wet one in his pants and his pantaloons. You just know that. That look on his face is, yeah, that's me. I'm not going to blame it on the dog. He's got that smirk. Yeah, like he just let one rip. And it was one of those long ones, those long wet ones where you got to go, ooh. I hope I wore very sturdy underwear. And then you make it to the bathroom and you're all fine. Then life's good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you might have, offended a few people along the way. But, you know, they actually say that smelling flatulence staves off Alzheimer's disease. They actually say that. If you smell flatulence on a regular basis, it's a proved scientific fact that that's true. You know, there's a certain chemical in there. I think it's called Fristinculus. And that once you get that, your brain goes, oh, yeah, I'm not going to get Alzheimer's now. Yeah, I'm not going to get it now. Whoa. Where am I? Where is that beautiful house? How did I get here? My God, what have I done? We heard Apples in Stereo doing Next Time, Same Year. Next year, about the same time. Sorry. We heard The Routes doing 20 Year Blink. We heard The Black Angels, a nice tune called 18 Years. And by request, we heard for Bob the 1 minute version of the Chambers Brothers' Time Has Come Today. And we heard also Golden Boy in a Year or Two. And the set started off with Last Year by Best Coast. Got about 15 minutes here to go. And man, see, now we got that Zombo groove going on. You're going to be out of work pretty soon. They're going to fire you. I forgot to tell you, they're going to fire you about 3:00 today. Sorry. And then you'll be free. Then you can listen to the show like all my other listeners, all my other unemployed listeners, because that's what you get. You know, that's why I'm doing no promotion on anymore. No more, because my audience can't afford it. Even the free stuff. They can't even go to the free shows. They can't even afford free. It's like, you know, they got that overdraw funds in their, you know, because they didn't have $30 in their bank account. So the bank charged them $35. So now they got negative $5. So they can't even afford to do free stuff because they got negative $5 in their bank account. That's all right. It's just enjoying this, right? But you're going to be out of work pretty soon. The weekend started at 10 o'clock when you started goofing off. And then it's going to last quite a while because you're going to get fired at 3 o'clock for goofing off and listening to this show. Like I said before, if I was your boss and you were listening to this on company time, you'd be out the door immediately. I'm not spending my money for you to listen to this garbage. You got to file those, get those reports in, and you got to file those papers. You got to put them in the right order in the drawer. So we'll know where they are next time when we need those files. When they say, Johnson, where are those files at? You can go right there and pull them right out. And then your boss will say, where's that other file? Where's that one at? And then he's going to ask for more until you crack. Yes, that's right. He's going to make 1,000 times more than you can ever dream of. That's the American dream. That's right. Being a boss and having employees. No, that's not it. That's not it. The big dream is no boss, no employee. That's the dream. Most people dream that in a tent. Here we got leap. It's leap year again. We got some time here. It's leap year, and this is by Kara Stewart, and this is a Zombo in Your Brain. All songs about years. Next week, we're going to do all more years, if you can figure out what that means.
Owns the factory I work in.
Someone else owns the house we call our home.
The bank owns the car we drive around in. But we've got something we can call our own. We've got love, happiness around us, and we thank the Lord for every single day. And with love, we'll always have each other, and together we can laugh the years away.
And I work hard to keep new shoes upon their feet.
But sometimes there's not too much on our table.
But we've got something that's mighty hard to beat. We've got love, happiness around us. And we thank the Lord for every single day. And with love, we'll always have each other. Together we can laugh the years away. We've got love, happiness around us, and we thank the Lord for every single day. And with love we'll always have each other. And together we can laugh the years away. And together we can laugh the years away.
All right, what they're playing now is the Atomic Seven, and the song is 100 Years of Mayonnaise. We heard just before that the Byrds. That's right, David Crosby and the Byrds. 100 Years from Now. Then we heard Porter Wagoner and Dolly Parton. Laugh the Years Away. And what else did we do? Oh, we did Kara Stewart. Doing It's Leap Year, and I'm going to give him a man. Zombo, right here in your brain. I think there's another show after this called Stormy Weather. If she shows up, that'd be awesome. If not, I will be releasing the hell of what our radio automation is. We had quite a day today, didn't we? Yeah. It's officially the weekend. I kick that off. Mm-hmm. So let's dig this tune. I got one more after this, and that'll be Letitia Shudder there from Stereo Lab, doing a song called 1 Million Year Trip. So we're going to do that. En un momento. It's just you and me hanging out here, baby. RCT in your brain. And that was anyhow, that was a million year trip. Zombo in your brain, WRCT Pittsburgh, Iron Man.
WRCT Pittsburgh, the last bastion of pulchritude.